Ian, it's Charlie Tennant coming back at you for another 60 minutes. Somebody just handed me a Mr. Answer Challenge. The answer is Jerry Lewis, Eleanor Rigby, and Phyllis Diller. The question? Name a loon, a tune, and a prune.
I heat up, I can't cool down. I'm spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Just to baby, let the fire get higher.
It's Charlie Tennant, Just Like Magic. And coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line report, Celeb Plus Up and a Nasty Letter.
Hey, lady, you've been cursing at your life. You're a discontented mother and a rich inventive wife. I've no doubt you dream about the things you'll never do. Georgia and California, anywhere.
things as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's true. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me
been to lunch and written it off? Well, at last you can write off a 3-martini lunch and skip the martinis. In fact, you can skip the whole lunch if you can answer the ad placed by a Pennsylvania man who is selling receipts from 50 imaginary restaurants. Kevin and Dorothy Littleford design and sell the tabs. Not the entire check, but just little receipt tabs tear off the bottom. Kind of thing comes in handy when it's time to present the IRS with an expense account. An IRS spokesperson says there's nothing illegal about selling the bogus receipts, although the tax people frown on anybody using them to forge a deduction. Tell you what, I'll make a deal. Anybody who wants to use me as a lunch reference, we had lunch. We talk business, right? Radio's my game. Charlie tonight. If a fire broke out in your home tonight, could you wake up in time? A smoke detector will give you an early warning, at least 3 precious minutes to escape. Nobody can afford to lose their homes or their belongings, but almost everyone can afford a smoke detector. So get a smoke detector and install it in your home. The best place is on the ceiling, near enough to bedrooms to be heard. For more information, get the free booklet, Smoke Detectors, by writing Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Consumer Line.
A small step forward in family relations. You'll never again have to argue about who left the top off the toothpaste tube. A Canadian company is selling Presdent toothpaste dispensed through a pump instead of a tube. The company, Certilab, says the pumped paste is neater and easier to use and predicts it'll sell $25 million worth of the paste within a year. Eventually, says the company president, Robert Goulet, toothpaste in a tube will go the way of shaving cream in a tube. Tubeless toothpaste.
Consumer Line.
Canada!
Stones, Clearwater Revival. Charlie Tuna now with another one of those fortunate son of a guns, Eddie Rabbit. This song, by the way, he did not write for once. Works about 7 months out of the year, but doesn't know where to start.
I stop by to look around for things I left behind. With the years we spent together, there's no telling what I find. It's not the keys or the records, it's the love I'm looking for. 'Cause the last time that I had it, I was walking out your door. And I came by to get something I used to call my own. Didn't think that I'd need them when I started out alone. It's not the books or the records, but my heart I'm looking for. 'Cause the last time that I felt it, I was walking out your door. But I don't know where to start. Looking for a lonely heart. Oh, I could tear this place apart if you won't mind. On the shelf behind a book, in the closet on a hook, if you'd only help me look, I know I'll find. There isn't any doubt that the things I left here with you are the things I can't live without. You can keep all that I've ever owned. It's the love I'm looking for. 'Cause the last time that I felt it, I was walking out your door. I don't know where to start. Looking for a lonely heart. Oh, I could tear this place apart if you won't mind it. Is it on a shelf behind the booth, in the closet on a hook? If you'd only help me look, I know we'll find it.
That's a nice one. Eddie Rabbit and Charlie Tuna, and I don't know where to start. Nichols Cube just doesn't have the same ring to it, but Larry Nichols is suing the people who market Erno Rubik's famous puzzle. Nichols, the chief scientist for a Massachusetts research company, claims he's patented a similar mind-boggling puzzle in 1972, 2 years before Rubik obtained the Hungarian patent on his model. The Ideal Toy Company, which sells Rubik's Cube, argues anybody could have come up with the puzzle, but Rubik's version is unique because of the mechanism that allows each segment of the cube to move independently. And now the course will have to solve the cube puzzle, the real one. Charlie Tuna. If only I had the education. How many times have you heard someone make that statement? If you're one of them, the military is willing to provide on-duty instruction and testing for you to achieve the equivalent of a high school education. If you have your diploma, you can start in your college degree while still on active duty. It will provide you valuable promotion points and marketable skills. Don't be the one to say, "If only I had the education." See your education counselor today. the other day in the mail a little thing called a nasty letter kit. And it kind of intrigued me because, well, you always want to know how to get action, right, from companies or politicians or anybody else that you want to write an angry letter to. Well, there's a nasty letters kit now, and I have the inventor, Art Spinella, on the telephone.
How are you doing, Charlie?
Thank you for not sending me a nasty letter along with the kit, buddy.
You're one of the few.
I believe it. How long has this kit been out now?
It's only been out about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, so I'm one of the initial receivers of the...
I couldn't think of anybody else better to send it to.
How did you get the idea for this? Complaints, basically?
Complaints? Sure. In fact, I worked for one of the imported car companies, and what ended up happening was we started getting... There were a lot of letters, and a lot of them were really pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me one day that if they had written the letters right in the first place, they would have gotten a response.
Well, what does the kit now include, for those who might be interested?
Okay, the kit includes... a booklet. It's a guide booklet that has basically 10 steps to writing a good nasty letter.
Yeah.
It has some sample letters in it. It also has a kind of a dictionary of terrific nasty letter words to use.
See these? Agitated, rage, furious, irritated.
Those are the ones.
Yeah. This is great.
Then it also includes a bright yellow envelopes that on the front read nasty letter enclosed. On the inside, it has stationery that reads across the top, I'm angry.
Yeah, I like the one with just the X and the some of the exclamation points. I think
that's one of my favorites.
That gets your attention real quick.
Certainly does.
Well, how are we going to be able to get this? Through mail order? Is it at stores or what?
Well, not yet in stores, but it is available through mail order right now.
What's the cost on this?
The cost is $2.50 plus postage, which is 50 cents.
All right, and if you don't get it, you'll have an angry letter, right?
That's the truth.
Okay, thank you very much, Art. I appreciate this on behalf of everybody, and anybody out there who wants to write an angry... Let's see. Anybody out there who wants to write an angry letter... You're on notice, Buster! Straighten up, maggot. No more nice guys. Fossils. Here with Charlie Tenna, back on the telephone again. Hi, who's this?
My name's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. You didn't work with Tony Orlando. No, I couldn't have.
No.
You have a question today for?
Mr. Music.
And the question is?
Did Rick Springfield become popular as successful musician before or after General Hospital?
I would have to say more after General Hospital. I don't know if it was the difference in his musical approach or what, because he had a hit back in 1972 when he was fresh out of Australia called Speak to the Sky. That really never became a major hit. But then General Hospital came along. He pursued his acting career, and his musical career sort of mushroomed, coincidentally, right along with it. So, yeah, I'd have to say General Hospital.
Thank you. You made me win my bet.
Can I ask what the bet was?
$100.
Oh, just money. You're no fun at all.
Yeah.
Charles fan. Freeze frame. As pretty as a picture. Here with Charlie Thuno. Speaking of pictures, the search for the Loch Ness Monster or monsters continues. Members of the Great Britain Scientific Exploration Society are about to embark on yet another quest for the fabled beast. This time they'll conduct their search from a blimp. Goodyear's British division is supplying the lighter-than-airship Europa. With any luck, the monster will provide the photo opportunities. The beast and the blimp. On speaking of beasts, little ones this time, gulping guppies. They can be harmful to your health. John Hopkins medical researcher Dr. Everett Chiller advised against the practice after examining three patients who had been following the old goldfish gulping tradition, swallowing live minnows while drinking beer at a tavern. Chiller says the three men suffered from an inflammation of the abdominal membrane. Two required surgery and the third received emergency room treatment. Chiller says the malady can be fatal. Please don't eat the minnows. Charlie Tuna!
You're frying something in the kitchen and the grease in the pan catches fire. What should you do? Put a tight lid over the pan or throw baking soda over the burning pan. Don't pick it up and try to carry it outside. The grease could spill and spread the fire. The pan will be hot and you might even drop it, which would be worse. And whatever you do, don't throw flour on the fire. Flour can ignite, causing a flash fire or explosion.
Sometimes he smiles.
Easton. Talk about shining. There's a new shining star for you. Gina Easton herself at When He Shines. Charlie Tuna, Chuck Mangione now. It feels so good. Somebody once said, feeling good is just the absence of pain. It's like the old adage about a cup is half empty or half full. Which is it? I don't know. It feels good to me. Chuck Mangione, feels so good. Well, it turns out the rich are different from the rest of us. They even have their own imported chewing gum. A Danish firm has brought them Stimerol, billed as the gum for the rich, at 40 cents for a 12-tablet pack. What we're doing, according to the company president, Michael Stone, is selling gum on the same level that Perrier sold water. People want to make a statement about themselves.
I'm rich! Charlie Tuna!
If you've recently arrived overseas, and it's permitted, naturally you'll want to make arrangements to get your dependents over as soon as possible. Having your loved ones near is most important, but don't have them make the move until you're absolutely sure what your duty requirements are. Circumstances may put you in any number of locales before you're actually attached to a permanent unit. When you're ready, your personal affairs officer will be more than happy to advise you as to the various benefits you're entitled to in transporting your family and household effects. Celebrity close-up. Today, a visit with Dolly Parton.
Your mom and dad, what were they like as far as an inspiration for you in a family of 12?
Well, I think that parents certainly influence children one way or another. You know, most people never really feel that close to their parents. I know that My mother was the easiest person in the world to be close to. She sort of grew up with us kids. She married my dad when she was 15. Daddy was 17 when they married.